Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. So drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. You get to actually control the content of the website. Those other talk show hosts, they try to tell you what's important. We do the reverse. You tell us what's important to you. You can submit content to the site, and content can include, you know, a link to a YouTube video, link to a blog post, news item, whatever it is you found online that you think's interesting or fun or outrageous or exciting or whatever you think our listeners would appreciate. You submit to freetalklive.com. You do have to have a Reddit account. That's free. The Free Talk Live account is free. You link them together. It's a very short, easy process. And then once you do that, you're good to go for submitting content and voting, because you get to vote up or down on the different items there on the front page. So go and check that out. It's free, of course, over at freetalklive.com. So to start things out here tonight, there's news, by the way, out of Colorado, an update on their marijuana legalization situation I'd like to get to tonight. Plus, I know, Daryl, you and I brought in the Mirror story.
Yes.
About protesters showing the police themselves. Very interesting tactic. We can talk more about that as well. This morning, you and I, Daryl, had an encounter with the police, specifically the sheriff's department here in town. And
more you than me.
Right. So I guess to set the scene, we have certain types of regularly occurring outreach that happen here in the Keene area. And you and I are kind of key players in doing this outreach.
Yes.
There are some other individuals who help out, and I appreciate everybody that helps out with it. What the activism is courtroom or courthouse outreach. And there's two different types of activism in this courthouse outreach category. One of them is don't take a plea deal, where we will go to every arraignment that happens that we know of, every arraignment.
All of these regularly scheduled arraignments.
So sometimes they'll have an overnight where they'll arrest one person, they'll bring that one person in for an arraignment the next day if it's not on a regular arraignment day. But all the regularly scheduled arraignments in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, or rather the Keene District Court in Cheshire County, we attend and we stand in the lobby typically, or sit or wherever. You normally do it in, well, I guess you don't have a normal place now because they just moved the courthouse.
Right. Normally what I would do is get people before they went through security.
This time, we approached things differently because there's a brand new $10 million courthouse that's been built.
$10.6 million.
Oh, okay. Here in Keene. And this new courthouse actually houses both of the courts. So previously, both courts, Superior and District Courts, were in different locations. Although they were both down right in the heart of downtown Keene, they were in different buildings. Now they're in the same building, so kind of everything's changed as of the last few weeks here. And so this was the very first, today was the first day that they were holding arraignments in the new court building. And it happened to be a day on which they were doing jury selection at Superior Court. So that's the other thing that we do. So one, we do Don't Take the Plea Deal Outreach, where we've got a great flyer. You can actually download this flyer for yourself at don'tplea.freekeene.com. That'll take you right to the article on that flyer. Or you can just go to tools.freekeene.com, and it lists several of the flyers that we have here. Many of those are useful in other areas. Some are New Hampshire-specific, but the Don't Take a Plea, there's actually a national version of that flyer, so you could download that, and you can do the same thing if you want. But do keep in mind that when you enter into the courthouse, you are subject to whatever arbitrary diktats and rules they want to make up on the spot. And if you don't...
Whether you believe it or not, they believe it, and right, they will enforce their diktats on you.
With violence, if necessary.
Sounds right.
So that's what we encountered today. After a long history of doing this outreach, one, again, don't take a plea deal, encouraging people to not plea, to clog the system, to go with not guilty, to make it so that the people in the system have to actually take you to trial, they have to actually make a case, they have to call witnesses and go through the motions of actually getting a conviction. That's what Don't Take a Plea is all about.
You've been doing this activism for 3 years, you think?
Don't Take a Plea, at least 3 years now, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and this is weekly? semi-weekly?
In Cheshire County, it may be different where you live, but in Cheshire County, it's the first 2 weeks generally of the month.
Every day?
There's not a hard and fast rule. So, like, for instance, this month, the first was in the middle of a week. So
the
that
first
week,
was also a holiday.
Yeah. So that week there was no arraignments. So this is the first week for arraignments.
So there's one arraignment per week?
There's five per week.
Five
arraignments per week for 2 weeks. So basically 10 days per month.
Do you have any clue as to what the kind of numbers are? Now, this is, by the way, before we go on any further, this kind of activism goes on nowhere else in the nation, from what we can tell. The idea that somebody's out there doing don't take the plea deal, out activism, handing out information.
We created this activism in Keene.
Well, somebody might have come up with the idea.
It might have been
that somebody came up with the idea previously, but it's reasonably safe to say that this isn't happening anywhere in the nation on such a consistent basis.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know, right?
It's like, reasonably
if it
safe.
Were I think it is safe to say that, but if it were happening, it's not that somebody would necessarily email us to let us know, right?
So,
if this is happening in Portland, Oregon, we wouldn't necessarily know.
So 3 years, you know, that's 150 weeks. Half of those weeks, you're doing 5 days a week.
Actually, for a while, we did it every week because we didn't know that
Right. It's really been about the last year that we knew that it was only the first 2 weeks of the month that they did arraignments.
Okay. Many, many dozens, scores of days you've been out there doing this activism. You've had an opportunity to really get the message out. Mm-hmm. Has it had any effect? Are pleas going down? Are more people taking cases to court? Is this a good use of your time?
Well, you would have to somehow run numbers to figure that out, and I don't do that. What I do is do the activism, and then I see how it's received by people. And it's received very positively by most people. I mean, obviously there's people who won't take the flyer, but the bulk of people coming into court for an arraignment will take a flyer. If anything, simply because it's boring to wait for the court to start and there's something to do. You can read it.
Yeah. This morning I didn't have anyone refuse the flyer.
Excellent.
There was one person that was there for court that I did not get a flyer to because I thought that he was one of the lawyers.
Gotcha. So sometimes you'll go in, and if the first person refuses, then it can be very, very difficult to get other people to refuse because of groupthink. That people, if there's a group of people and the first person refuses, the rest of them will tend to refuse the flyer. But if the first person takes it, then the rest of them will tend to take it. So anyway, there's some interesting kind of social aspects of how this works. But
I'm just wondering if it's working.
I'm going to give you some of the feedback. You know, generally the feedback, if I receive feedback, is positive, where people will either want to tell me about their case and tell me about
there's a lot of that.
There's frequently, you know, sometimes comments from people who receive the flyer who will say something to the effect of, man, I wish I'd known this sooner. Or others who will say, yeah, I'm not going to plea. But they already knew that they weren't going to plea and that they were reinforced kind of by this message. They were grateful to see that somebody was spreading this message.
There are other people who will make a comment such as, well, if I don't take the plea, then I've got to come back and I don't have time for that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's understandable. It's not right for everybody. I mean, you know, it is going to require more time.
Yes.
But it will clog the system. Has it clogged the system? I don't know if there's any evidence to really prove that. These are pretty big ideas, and it may take an individual a long time to really internalize them. Usually people who go to court, there's kind of two groups. There's the group that don't ever want to go again and will make very, very certain that they are more cautious next time. And then there's the group that just keeps getting caught for doing things and they keep coming back. So the answer is some people appreciate it. I've gotten enough appreciation to make it worth my while.
Okay. It's not that, I'm all for the appreciation. I know you're getting positive appreciation for it. I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, it's an idea. The idea was to get fewer people to take pleas, or at least to have them to wait longer to take their plea. And I'm wondering if that's having any effect. And, you know, I mean, you can't get any truth out of the prosecutors. Hey, Mr. Prosecutor, is my activism against you working? You know, no.
You could, I suppose, look at caseloads and see how many people were taking things to trial and try to extrapolate some numbers from that. But even then, you wouldn't really know what the reasons for it were. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line, of course. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in the way that is most appropriate for you. Daryl is here courtesy tonight of his website, which actually you've got two websites now. FPP.cc, yes. Which is your publishing site.
Yes.
And then now fppradio.com.
Yes.
What is it that our listeners will find on those various sites?
Well, fpp.cc, there is daily news and commentary being posted. There's also a monthly newspaper that can be found there. They can link over to fppradio.com from that site.
Oh, excellent.
And at fppradio.com, you will find my weekly podcast, which also airs live on the Liberty Radio Network, the weekly five-minute newscast, FPP Freedom Minute, the Police Accountability Report, and all of that is free.
So, again, fpp.cc would probably be the main site then.
Yes.
All right. So, we'll talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. You may take control of these airwaves here. Again, 855 450 free. And one of the reasons why we're here, the main reason why we're here in New Hampshire, because none of us were born and raised here in New Hampshire. Daryl, you're from Alabama originally. Yep. Mark and myself are from Florida. We moved here as part of the Free State Project because, well, at least my experience was that there wasn't much of a libertarian or liberty movement in Florida. They exist, but they're not very effective, and they're still not very effective almost a decade later since my original involvement, more than a decade later. So things weren't growing. Things weren't really making progress there in any meaningful or notable way. So I decided that when I found the idea of the Free State Project, that I had to be a part of it. And, of course, the idea is to move 20,000 liberty-oriented people, people who believe in freedom, that you know you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else, that 20,000 people who think like that should all be brought to the same place, and they should get active. So not just people who think, but also people who are willing to do. And that's what we've done, and more are coming. We haven't reached that 20,000 goal yet. We're all early movers. So the Free State Project's only barely started. We've got 1,500 people that are here now, and many of those people, and also many of the people who haven't yet moved, are going to be at the Liberty Forum, which is coming up in February. I believe the dates are the 20th through the 23rd. That's nhlibertyforum.com. You can go to that website. You can get registered for the Liberty Forum there. We're there every year broadcasting live from every night of the Liberty Forum. So it's a weekend-long convention, and Free Talk Live is there broadcasting live. I love being there. It's just so much fun to be around hundreds of people. Well over 500 people attend this event every year. Around hundreds of people who really love freedom. And some big-name speakers like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, who we just had on the show on Friday night, Jim Bovard, New Mover and Free State Project founder Jason Sorens will be speaking from New Hampshire for the first time as an actual mover from the Free State Project. Because for a long time, people have been critical of Jason, saying, well, you're the founder of the project. How come you haven't moved yet? And, of course, the answer is, well, the official move doesn't really even begin until 20,000 signers. But a lot of people have been very, very excited about the Free State Project and have moved early, as we have done. So nhlibertyforum.com is where you can go get signed up. The early bird discount, I believe, is only good for another week or two. So you want to get in and lock in your tickets now. They're excited. Oh, I forgot to mention Cody Wilson is going to be there. You may know him as the man who made headlines in 2013 for creating the world's first 3D printable firearm. So very cool, 3D printable gun. The
first one that worked, if I believe.
The Liberator is what it's
right.
called.
Right, but I think somebody created one beforehand, but it didn't actually work.
It blew up the first time they tried it
or
something. So he's going to be there speaking, and that's just a huge name that they've announced. So looking forward to, you know, to some extent, we'll get a chance to interview a lot of the speakers on the show, but there's no substitution for being there and experiencing what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who love freedom. So go to nhlibertyforum.com, get registered, and we will look forward to seeing you there. Now, we were talking about some of the activism that's going on regularly here in Keene. Don't take a plea deal outreach. We've discussed these things before. These are important ideas, and that's why I want to get them out into people's hands. To me, I'm not so concerned with how many people respond to them. And there are more analytical kind of numbers activists like, well, if it's not getting this kind of response, we shouldn't do it. Well, I'm getting enough positive response to where I know that people are, as long as people are reading this flyer, and if the flyer is persuasive, someone is going to have their mind changed at some point. How many people there are, I don't know. I really don't. But the idea is to encourage people to not take the plea deal, and so to clog up the system and make it so that more likely they will stop. The system will stop crushing peaceful people who have not harmed anybody else. Because I don't know about you, but I don't mind the idea of real criminals being prosecuted. I don't mind rapists and murderers and arsonists actually being gone after. Yeah, I don't, you know, vandals. I don't mind those people going through the system, and, you know, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is people who haven't harmed anybody else, these victimless so-called criminals like drug possession, alcohol possession, underage drinking, things like that. I see, as we go to these arraignments, so we know how many of these you can grab the docket in your courthouse any old day you want. Go down to the courthouse wherever you live and take a look at the docket and see what kind of cases are on that district court docket. And you'll see it's just drugs and alcohol almost all day long, and driving too. They like to get people for driving here in New Hampshire. So just victimless
crimes. And occasionally there will be a simple assault.
Every now and then, or a theft. Every now and then, you know, check fraud or something like that. But for the most part, it's probably 85 to 90% of the cases are victimless crimes.
Oh, one thing that's nice now in the new court building, they actually have the docket hanging up on a board.
Oh, okay.
Instead of where the old district court, you had to go ask the clerk, can I see the docket? And then they get all frumpy and grumpy because they have to turn around and do something and hand you paper.
So, yeah, you're right. There is this brand new courthouse, and that's where we were today when we were threatened. I was threatened with arrest, and you were threatened basically with the same thing.
Right.
They didn't specify you'd be arrested, but they certainly were not very nice to you.
Don't film the jurors.
Yeah, we'll get to the audio from the encounter here in a moment, but... But, Mark, you know, your question's a valid question. Is the Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach that has been going on here in Cheshire County in the Keene District Court for years, is it having an impact on the court? And there's no way to really measure that. At least I'm not going to spend the time to try to crunch whatever numbers would be necessary to try to figure that out. And even then, you'd still just be extrapolating. Because if we looked at the numbers of cases this month versus the numbers of cases next month, it might be inconsistent month to month.
It would be, but I mean, you've been doing this for 3 years. I think you can probably figure something out with 36 months worth of information.
Well, I haven't collected any information in those 36 months, so I'd have nothing to compare. But regardless, there are people who appreciate getting this information, and to me, that's what it's all about. It's about spreading ideas, and hopefully those ideas at some point will catch on. I do know that James Cleveland, who is known as Robin Hood here in town, that he has had some feedback from people who have apparently been challenging parking tickets. So
that's interesting.
The Robin Hooders here who save people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene, another great activism that we're doing here, have been handing out information or putting information on people's windshields who've received tickets. So people they weren't able to save, they've been giving them information on how do you challenge the ticket, what's that process like, etc. And so apparently people have been challenging those tickets, and as a result, they've been kicking them out of court. Those tickets have not been prosecuted.
Can't handle it, huh?
They can't handle it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freetalklive.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free. We're talking about the court system at the moment. We'll play some audio here from where Daryl and I were threatened because we were exercising freedom of speech inside a courthouse. We'll play that for you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. As we continue here, I want to invite you to the website where you can get interactive in a variety of ways. There's our chat room. You can watch, you can listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. So just go to cam.freetalklive.com to access those things. They are free, unlike a lot of talk show host websites that charge you for things like webcams. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
I'm going to Miami. The North American Bitcoin Conference is there in Miami.
Sweet. When is that?
January the 25th through the 26th.
Good time to go to Miami, then.
And the 26th, I guess. Yes. It's probably going to be pretty crowded. It'll be high season at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
Because lots of people have experienced lots of really foul weather and want to get the heck out of the north for at least a small period of time. But that's, you know, it beats shoveling your driveway. So there you go. It's in Miami, January 25th through the 26th, and it's going to be more than 500 people from the sort of the Bitcoin community, and the conference is intended to set the direction to drive Bitcoin from a speculative internet commodity to a mainstream currency, and I'm excited. So folks like Jason King from Sean's Outpost, Roger Veer, Bitcoin Jesus, Jeffrey Tucker, Charlie Lee, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, I should say, Charlie Lee, the developer of Litecoin, Tony Galoppi from BitPay is actually, he's going to be there speaking, and he's sponsoring a merchant workshop where you, if you're a merchant, can go and learn how to accept Bitcoins for free. So you can go get your tickets at btcmiami.com, but any merchants in the that happen to be in the area hearing my voice can learn how to accept Bitcoins at this particular merchant workshop for free. So there you go. It's btcmiami.com, and say hi when we're out there.
Awesome. You're going to be out there. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it.
Yeah.
We'll be holding down the fort here, but
well, it will be two
exciting.
Free Talk Live employees.
Who else is going?
My wife.
Okay. We actually don't have any employees.
Well, yes. That's
a legal term.
Yeah.
So anyway.
She doesn't get a paycheck.
She helps with the show.
That's right.
So
she gets all my money and no paycheck.
There you go. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we're kind of talking in general about courtroom outreach experience. I have a lot of experience doing courtroom outreach. I've done it in various different courthouses. I've been threatened countless times by bailiffs, and we were threatened again this morning. Now, just to be clear, for the last several years, now, Mark, you were talking about don't take a plea deal outreach. I've been doing that for probably 3 years here in Keene, but jury outreach has probably been going on for 5 years here in Keene at this point. And jury outreach is about jury nullification.
I would love to hear someplace else that has the kind of track record that Keene does. I mean, even in the state of New Hampshire, I would love to hear some.
I believe there's a decent track record in the Grafton County Court for at least jury outreach.
That's great. I'd love to hear these things, but liberty activism, if you're interested in it, if that's what you want to do, is activism. There is no other place.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity, though. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for the people in Manchester to kick off regular jury outreach. They certainly have the people to do it, and maybe they are. You know, maybe it's one of those things that's happening in Manchester that you just never hear about because the people in Manchester don't care about promoting what they're doing. They don't have to promote Manchester. Everybody, you know, has a tendency to want to move to the larger, a lot of people have a tendency to want to move to the larger city, and so Manchester sort of is already its own attraction, so therefore, if they are doing jury outreach, they just might not be talking about it. Anyway, we've been doing that for several years here in Keene, and I've talked about how to do it on the air, because again, this is another form of activism you can duplicate in your area. You know, maybe you're not moving to New Hampshire anytime soon, and you want to do something where you live, you want to feel like you're having an impact, you can do jury outreach where you live. I would recommend you get in touch with FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. They've got some great flyers that inform people about their rights to nullify a verdict. Now, how would you describe jury nullification, Daryl?
Jury nullification is something to where, as a juror, you actually judge the justness of a law. So, for instance, when Martin Luther King was arrested for violating one of the many Jim Crow laws, if you were on a jury, then you could say, wait, this law is not just, so it should not even be a law. This law should not exist. Even though Martin Luther King violated what is written down on paper.
Right, it was passed by
the
legislature.
He did nothing wrong, not guilty.
Right. So it doesn't matter what the facts in the case are if you think the law is bad, and you as a juror have the ability to make that decision. In all 50 states, you as a juror have the ability to nullify, but in 49 of the 50 states, they will never tell you about it in court. In New Hampshire, it's legal, thanks to some great activists, it's legal to talk about jury nullification in a courtroom.
The problem, however, in New Hampshire is that when the judge gives the instruction, it's hidden in amongst all of these other instructions, and it makes it sound as though you can't do that.
All right, the court,
because they will say, if you find that the law is unjust, you can vote not guilty. But if this, this, and this, you must vote guilty. So it seems as though the judge contradicts himself.
I don't even know if the judge in Rich Paul's case, our friend who went to jail for selling cannabis, I don't even know if he used that terminology. He was even more obtuse about the right to nullify in his instructions.
Right, because it's up to the judge. The law says that the defense can mention it, and that they can petition for the judge to read this one sentence.
Right. So this is one of these, this is a right of juries, a right of a collective right, a very interesting right because it's collective, because you don't have the right to nullify on your own. You have the right as a jury to nullify. That hasn't been really used in the United States for many decades. So the lawyers that are judges today haven't sat in on a court case where this has occurred, where that's even been talked about, because basically at some point or another the lawyer industrial complex decided this whole jury nullification thing is dangerous.
Yeah,
it's dangerous to give the people the right to nullify our laws that we've created. I mean, we're the lawyers, for God's sakes. These people don't know the laws.
They need us.
They can't read the laws. We write them in a way they can't possibly understand them. So the idea of giving people the ability to nullify our laws is ridiculous. So the judge himself, he's probably not familiar with jury nullification much at all.
Oh, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Judges and lawyers are almost all familiar with jury nullification.
Well, yeah, but a lot of them will say it's illegal. They'll have all kinds of misunderstandings about it. So jury nullification is...
I've never had an attorney. Now, obviously, you can't really
I've watched them say it on YouTube videos.
Okay. In the conversations I've had in New Hampshire with attorneys about jury nullification, they were all well aware of what it meant. So there was no ignorance about it at all. But speaking of judges' statements, I actually have the good one here that I pulled up, because the statement from the judge...
What, the good statement from the judge or the good judge?
A good statement from a judge. I don't know if he's a good judge, but in this case, he did the right thing. So there was the Doug Darrell case, which happened back in early 2013, where a man was growing marijuana in New Hampshire, was caught for that.
For personal use, for religious purposes.
For whatever use, but he was caught for it and was...
It's good to point that out, because that... in my opinion, is what helped sway the jury.
What helped sway the jury was that, well, certainly the fact that there was a Free State Project participant on the jury who really literally changed it from like 11 to 1 verse to 12 to nothing. And so, anyway, he was charged with growing marijuana. He was able to talk about jury nullification during his defense. He did. And during the judge's instructions to the jury, the judge made this statement, quote, "Even if you find that the state has proven each and every element of the offense charged beyond a reasonable doubt, you may still find the defendant not guilty if you have a conscientious feeling that a not guilty verdict would be a fair result in this case."
Wow.
That, or some variation on it, should be the standard, but it is not. So the judge in our friend's case basically screwed him. More coming up.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
In the U.S. U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Like the show? You like what we're doing here? You can support us by shopping with Free Talk Live. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links you'll find there. There's Amazon and Newegg. In fact, I'll be buying a hard drive soon from Newegg because mine crashed over the weekend. It's always fun when that happens. But, yeah, you can go and get all your stuff that you want to get from shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. By the way, there's Amazon US, of course, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada there. So even if you're an international listener, we may have the right Amazon for you at shop.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about outreach, different types of courthouse outreach. We've been doing them for years here in Keene on a really consistent basis, spreading the ideas of not taking a plea deal and spreading the idea of jury nullification, your right as a juror to judge the law itself, to vote not guilty, based on your conscience, based on your feeling about the law. Is this a bad law? Are people being hurt by this law who've not hurt anybody else, like, say, the war on drugs? Well, then you can just vote not guilty. And you can really have a positive effect on somebody's life. So instead of trying to get out of jury duty, people who love liberty should really be doing their best to get on juries so they can help people.
Doesn't that mean you've got to register to vote in most areas?
In New Hampshire, they take the list of people with a driver's license issued by the state of New Hampshire and the list of people who are registered to vote.
That's correct.
And combine those lists. If your name is on either of those lists, you are then in the potential jury pool.
That's right.
Okay.
So anyway, the idea is to spread these concepts to people, and that's what we were doing. That's why we went down there today. And generally, you do not want to do this alone. Let me reiterate this point. If you are alone, you are an easy mark. You are a target for the men with badges to come and threaten you. And the only reason why we do it alone here in Keene, if ever, and normally jury outreach, normally we have at least two people at. Don't take a plea deal outreach, we only use one person at don't take a plea. Now, the reason why is because we're old hat at this. The don't take a plea outreach is established
it's an established outreach project. The court security agents at the district court are cool with it. They've never had an issue there. But the court security agents at the superior court, where we do jury nullification outreach, are a bunch of jerks. Most of them are real class acts, and they are rude as they can possibly be. They are just power mongering little men who try to impose their will as often as they possibly can on peaceful people and protesters and people doing outreach and projects, activism projects. So every chance these people get, they attempt to foist themselves on you.
And that's really I wouldn't say that has anything to do with any one of them individually, although there are certainly some that I like less than others. But it's probably mostly the culture of that particular job, because as the way people are in a particular line of work, not line of work, but a particular place, a business, that's how the other folks learn to be, and they just kind of feed off of each other. So I think that different places tend to have different cultures, and it's very interesting that the court security in the district court has got no problem with it at all, whereas court security at the superior court, it's a federal case. They go running off to the judge. Judge, they looked at me all funny in their pad. They got pieces of paper and
cameras.
That's how they are. And Mark, they cry. Little old men with nothing better to do.
You didn't leave fast enough after your son made some kind of noise during the trial.
Well, actually,
so we're now going to threaten to arrest you in front of your son as you're getting up out of your chair.
That's what happened.
Right. I was actually, the noise that was made was we were getting up. My son was being a little restless.
Yeah.
We were getting up, and then that was the final noise for the judge to have a S fit.
Any meltdown.
Right. And, I'm like, he's just like, as I'm getting up and leaving, he's like, I'm going to have to ask you to leave if I hear any more noise. And I'm like, I'm leaving. One more word out of you. He really had a big, one more thing. So he said another thing. Oh, yeah, that's what he said. He said, bailiff, escort them out. Because I told him I was leaving.
Right.
He asked the bailiff to escort me out. Like, I need that. And I said, well, that's right. Scar the kid right here in front of everybody. And he said, one more word out of you and you're going to jail.
Yeah.
this is supposed to be the authority figure culturally. This is an authority figure, and this is how he treats people, like five-year-olds.
It's sick. It's just so, yes, the superior court situation is much worse than district court, but now the thing is they're all in the same building. It used to be in different buildings. So Daryl and I went down there today for the very first time to do this outreach, and normally, as I said, we would do two people for the jury outreach and only one person at the district court, but we only had the two of us because, we just figured, oh, it's going to be another day at court. We didn't really ask hard to get other people to come out at 7:50 in the morning. It's a fairly early form of action. And so I went up to Superior Court alone. You were on the floor below me at District Court. So you were doing the don't take the plea deal outreach.
Right.
I was doing the jury nullification outreach. And I knew there was a chance that I was going to get into it with security there, because basically I was encroaching on new territory.
Right.
And previously, doing this jury outreach, it had always been done outside of the courthouse. And why that is, I don't really even recall. I think it's because of the way I did it in Florida, right? Because, I don't have any new ideas. I'm just coming up here doing some of the same stuff I've done in the past. I'm doing it here. So in Florida, my goal was to cover all the entrances to the court to make sure that no potential jurors would get past me. And so that's the way we set it up here in Keene, where we cover both ways that people can walk into the courthouse. And that's just how it was done. But this time I decided, it's cold out here because I've done
and
it.
And raining.
Yeah, and it was raining. And I've done it in the cold and in the rain a number of times, but we got this nice new courthouse here. I'd been inside. I'd kind of toured around it, and there's plenty of room in there, so I figured, I'll go up in the court, see how it goes in there. So
did not go well.
So I grabbed my flyers and headed in there, and it went pretty well for several minutes. It was probably, a good 15 minutes in before I called you?
15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so I handed out maybe a dozen or two flyers to potential jurors that had come into the building. And then Bob Tebow, who, if you're a longtime listener of the show, you'll recognize the name. If you're a reader of freekeen.com, you'll certainly recognize him. He is, he's got kind of little man syndrome, where he really wants to extra assert himself.
18 minutes.
Yeah. He wants to extra assert himself on you if you're in his courthouse. And so old Bob Tebow, one of the court bailiffs, comes out swinging his keys around, which you'll hear in the audio that we're going to play for you, like a jail guard or something like that. And he just, he threatens me. He says that you can't hand these out in here. This is soliciting. And I said,
apparently you don't know what soliciting means, Bob, because that means somebody wants to buy something or somebody's trying to sell something.
Right.
No one's trying to sell anything here. There's not any compensation taking. Would you like a free flyer?
How much for the free flyer?
Right. Now, and the flyer isn't advertising a business or anything like that.
He could claim you're distributing handbills. That would be an accurate statement.
But I don't know if there's a prohibition on distributing handbills, but in this case,
I don't know that there's a prohibition on soliciting either.
So he comes up.
He just found himself one of them legal sounding words.
Yep. He comes up. He threatens me. He says the clerk of court is saying that I can't do it. Blah blah blah. And of course, then I stood my ground. I'm not gonna leave just because some court security officer asked me to leave. And so Bob walks away and he says he's gonna go and get the sheriffs. And so at this point, I call Daryl. And, try to get him to come upstairs because, again, he's just the floor below me. I have my video camera, but I had not pulled it out yet for this first interaction with Bob. And usually I reserve the camera until things start to go south, and then that's when I'll pull the camera out. Because another thing is, the cameras had been previously banned from the court facility, the old court building where this court was. Again, this is a brand new building, so this is totally new territory for both parties. The old court, there is a prohibition on recording video in any portion of the court that has not specifically been designated by a judge as a media gathering area or something. They have like some sort of legalistic term for it. And so we're going to continue with this, and I'll play the audio of the interactions with the police in a moment. But I want to invite you to check out CryptoKit. It's your Chrome browser extension that makes it easy to use Bitcoin right in your web browser. You don't have to copy or paste Bitcoin addresses anymore. You just get CryptoKit at KryptoKit.com, and it's easy to create your wallet there, and it makes it so you can fund transactions on the fly right from within your browser. It's secure because your wallet data is stored client-side. It's never sent to any servers. It's an open-source program, so you can check the code out if you know how to do that stuff. Plus, there's PGP tools in there that allow you to easily encrypt and decrypt PGP messages, which is really cool. CryptoKit.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live here. Hour number two is next.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.